Arlo 21.
Well, he's not here. I'll announce it. 21A.
Okay. So the Gemara ended off on top of a base with two words, Ma Pligin. Where is there a machlokes between Reb Shimon and Reb Shimon Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon and Reb Meir? Anyway, so we're going to have the case. Here's the case. So as you recall, yesterday I mentioned the Rav being machalik between our Mishnah and the next Mishnah. Here's the Gemara's going to go repeat it now, what we said already. So it's going to be real easy. Shenoflu shleshes kavan, arlo shleshes kavan, shalkol yakarim kachas. If three kav and three kav of each fall in it, again, six kav make a saw. So if you have three of each, half a saw of each fall into what, a hundred together, that's where you're going to have a machlokas. In other words, there a mayor, our Mishnah brings a machlokas, right? Did our Mishnah bring it? What's our Mishnah say? No, we're talking about a different. Where's the Mishnah? Is it Mishnah 14? Is that the Mishnah? No, that's not the right Mishnah. Where's the Mishnah?
The question is whether.
I got to write where the Mishnah is.
Whether these two are falling in, since they fall in together, they're considered like one, and then they would not be bottled, or if they're separate when they fall in, even though they fall at the same time.
Right, the Mishnah says, Ha'orlo, v'klai ha'kerem, mitzdarfim zemzem, that they combine with one another, and if Shimon said, ain't a mitzdarfim, they're not mitzdarf. And so let's just focus on those two. So the machlokas is going to be, if they both fall in together. So if they both fall in together, the mayor holds their mistarif. That is to say that the Kalei HaKerem and the Orla are both going to be mistarif. The Mela is going to Asra because you don't have 200 Kenegdo. But, right, whereas if Shimon holds it will be Batal because they're not mistarif. But
what are they falling into? How much?
100.
100. Now they're bottled only in 200.
200, but they're coming in at a half.
Half each.
So half a cow falling into 100 is 1 in 200.
So according to everybody, it should be bottled.
Not if they both fall in together, according to our mayor. According to our mayor, they're mitzdarif zems there,
yeah.
And it creates more than one part in 200.
So according to Meir, it's not bottle.
According to Shimon, because they're not mitzdarif, it will be bottle.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
That's the first part of the Gemara. Then the Gemara says, Aval. But here's a case where there will be no machlokas. If noflu shloshes kavan orla, v'akach noflu shloshes kavan v'oid shel klai akarem, if you had three kavan of orla falling in, and then afterwards, they didn't fall in together.
So and that became bottle as soon as that, it fell in.
That becomes bottle as soon as it falls in because you've got 200 times Kenega the half, right? Kenega the half cop.
Doesn't and the first three as they fall in become bottle because
they fell in together.
The first three is one part in 200, so therefore it's bottle. Exactly. Okay. Then the next three and a little bit more of Klai HaKerem fall in, and I'll tell you in a second why we mentioned a little bit more. So the three is klar. Why? Because you now have a taruvus, which anyway was 200 to begin with, times the half. But it can even be more than three. It can even be more than a little bit more. Why? Because now there's also three arlos. So this
three.
It's actually 100 and right, 100 and a half, whatever. Yeah. 100 and a half tavin. So you have enough for to be mevatel 200th plus. That's why it says va'od. Okay? Does it make sense? Anybody
have
any questions
over here?
Okay. Even Reb Meir, the point is even Reb Meir will agree in this case because it sells sequentially, not at once. So one becomes bottle, isn't it? Lama, it says va'od bottle with shleshes kavan. That the va'od is nullified in the three kabin of Orla that we just mentioned. And Shalosh's kabin, tell him the three original kabin will be bottle in the 100 that were there to begin with, which is equal to 200. Because that's equal to 200 halves, right? Okay. Now, Noflu Shalosh's kabin Orla. Mi'achakach Shalosh's kabin Shal Orla. Let's suppose three fall in of Orla, and then another three of Orla fall in. Maybe Reb Meir says halacha that that we just said that everybody's maskim. Maybe Reb Meir, I'm sure. But Reb Meir said his halacha that it's not mitzarif because it was two separate yisurim. First Orla fell in, and then Kleiyar Kerem fell in. What happens if Orla falls in? And then another three Orla falls in. Do you say Chayzav and Neyor in that case, that the three that originally fell in and were bottle will wake up and start with the additional three? That's the kasha.
You mean they detach itself in essence?
In essence, yeah. It's like it wakes it up. K'moy shenoflu shleishas kabin Orla u'shleishas kabin shalkoy akerim ka'achas. Is it like the case where they fall together, in which case it's also according to Meir? Oh, now we're on a base. Oh, is it commotion of Shoshis Kamen Shal Orla v'Akach of Shoshis Kamen Void Kleiyar Kerem? Is this like the sequential case? So we don't know. This question is not answered. Okay?
Where do we have a case where it does work? Chayzav and Neyor? Where is the concept taught?
Chayzav and Neyor? So I'll tell you where it comes out. It's good that you asked the question.
It's
well, no, even within this, within our context, Truma. Let's suppose he brings it. He brings actually in the footnotes.
The source of the idea of the chazan in there here by.
Look at number three.
Okay.
The rule is explicit in the Tosefta in Trumas. So you have two consecutive soft Orla that fell into 200 saw of permissible produce. Okay? One second, that's not the one I wanted.
Yeah,
that's
it.
Is that the one?
In number three.
No, that's not what I want.
Well, that's where it
goes. No. I'm not up to that yet.
You passed it already.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, you turned the page.
Three. Which three are you looking at?
21A. 21A.
That's not what I'm looking for. I'm looking for... Okay, I can't find it right now, but I'll just tell you. I thought it was maybe the Hebrew brings it down. It says it by Trumas. By Trumas, let's suppose you have 100 chulin. Right? One saw falls into it of truma. So it's bottle, right?
Yeah.
But then subsequently another saw falls in. So the Tosefta says that it's also. Why? We just said kama bottle. So they say the chilek is, Reb Chaim explains this also. Chilek is that by truma there's a chiyuv to take out the original. Right? The rule is it's bottle. Sarakul harim, you have to take it out. If you haven't taken it out and another one falls in, the fact that you have a chiyuv to do meir, to do harama,
No.
I'm just telling you that it's chayzav a neir. We don't say kama bottle in that case.
No, but the fact that you're chayiv to take both out, so it connects.
That's not what they say. They say that the fact that the first one had to be removed and hadn't been removed makes it so that we look at it as like it's still there. We don't say it's the first one gave it and it's like it's not here anymore and the whole thing is cooling. No, that's what the Tosefta is makadosh. Okay, I hear what you're saying. You're saying another svar, but that's not the way they're masver. Mm-hmm. Bottom line is. That there is a concept of chayzav and neir.
Even
he brings it down, no?
Yeah, exactly what you said.
Yeah,
where?
It's a Tosefta. It's a Tosefta in Trumas, right?
What?
On what words does he say?
He says footnote 2 goes on whatever the explanation that he gives. That it's not mitzarf. He says it's not mitzarf achronim lesor tar of it. Because in truma, what he says, you have to take it out. If you don't take it out, so then it's chozer v'neor. But in orla, there's no arama.
There's no arama,
it's not chozer v'neor.
So you say come bottle. Okay, yeah. Let's go on. So now we're going to talk about yediyah, which is a very interesting idea over here. We have seen two different prohibitions do not combine to forbid the mixture when they fall in one after another. Now we're going to talk about another factor, which is, does that leniency, where it falls in one after another, does that depend on the fact that I found out about it in between the nefilas?
Why should that make a difference?
It makes a big difference.
Yeah.
It makes a big difference because the din of the bittul only became activated with your knowledge.
You found out?
In other words, if you don't know about it, it's not, we don't say there's a bittul in the mitzias of the belt.
It's not the math.
It's not a mathematical equation which exists. A person's idea is what makes it a gale adover. It's a very interesting idea.
If he knew that it fell in, but he doesn't know the halakha of bittul,
I don't think so. So the Gemara says, we had a halakha in Klayim where Yediyah made a difference. Remember where? Where the Matthias, the Matthias didn't make a difference, but the Yediyah made a difference. Guys, remember?
No.
Mm-hmm. Sure, you don't remember.
I do remember.
Think about it. You remember we learned Klayim? That's good. The case was, somebody comes over to you and says to you, Shamsi, in your backyard, there's Klayim. Bez Din Din Avdika, and they saw there's Klayim in your backyard. Once you're notified, you have, the Gemara says, Haistifa Masayim, if after the notification that you were given, it was mice of 200, it becomes Usr. So you have, the clock starts from the time you're notified. If you didn't know about it, the mitzias of the fact that there was climb there does not answer it. It only starts when you're notified. Remember that? Okay. That's when we saw Yediyah. Okay. So over here, Pshita, the Gemara says, it's obvious. She yediyaso matarto. That the owner becoming aware that the first one fell in is going to be what permits the mixture. Because there we say, as soon as you found out about it, it became bottle. And then, when the second one falls in, the second one is bottle as well. That's Pashat, the Gemara says, that's Pshita, that's a major factor. But what about Yediyas Chaveira in my holy Chati Takta? What about if it's mine, but I don't know anything about it, but you know about it, right? Hey Chavida, Hulo Yaraba, the owner didn't know about it, Chaveira Yaraba, the friend knows about it, so does his Yediyah make a difference? In other words, is it a idea of anyone, or does it have to be a idea of the person who owns it? That's the first question. Second question. Idea sofek ma'ashatatrak idea svadak. What if I don't know it for sure? I have an uncertainty. So here's the Gemara's case. I have this case like this. Hoy lefon shtei kupas. I have two baskets in front of me. Aksiyash ma'asayim. Aksiyash ma'asayim. One has 200. One does not have 200. Right? So, right? I've got the one on the right has 200. The one on the left does not have 200. Now Arla comes, or a client comes, and falls into one of these kupas. I don't know which one it fell into, right? So, Nofla Arla l'tuch achas mehem, b'yadul evas mehem Nofla. I don't know which one. B'yakakak, then what happens? Another one comes along. In other words, I'm notified of the first one falling in, but I don't know which pile it fell into. The second one falls into
in the same one.
Midodos, and then we went ahead and we measured what we know which one it fell into. So we went ahead and we went through the trouble of measuring how many are in there, And guess what we found out? Most of our Masai Mushtaim, we found that that had 202. So that means the first one, when it fell into the 201, not to the one which was less than 200. So it was a suffix. I didn't know which one it fell into. It may have fallen into 200. It may not have.
Now
we know, but the yediyah between the two nephilis
was not known.
It was a suffix. So the question is a suffix enough to break it up? Or do we say, no, too bad, that's not enough of a yediyah, and the male of them is stars, right? In Tamar, the Gemara speaks this out. In Tamar, yediyah, suffix, yediyah, svadai, ola. If you say a suffix yediyah is like a vada yediyah, so then it'll be bottle.
Right.
It won't be bought. Okay, that's one example. So that's example number one, is you have one kupa with 200, one kupa without 200. And it falls into one of them, you don't know which one, and another one falls in, and then you measure it, it has 200 and two. Fine.
I take it you only measured one of the kupas.
Yeah, you don't have to bother measuring the other one. The other one, you know, didn't have 200 to begin with. The other one has 100, and the other one had 190. You knew that originally. Haisa kupa achas. Now we have another example. Let's suppose you have one kupa. Safek yesh from asayim, safek eva. And I don't know whether this one kupa has 200 or not. Okay?
Yeah.
Now we're called bezim and olive. Nafla sa arla l'saycha. Thing you're doing, nafla in my nafla. That this is an or. And now a sov, arla, falls into it, and obviously you don't know whether it has 200 or not. You don't know whether it's bottle or not. Or else the basket definitely contained 200 sov.
What?
Now we're speaking of the ein yadua and nafla and lo nafla. This is going to be another case. Or else. This is going to be an or else case.
What? I don't understand the first part. Ein yadua and nafla and lo nafla.
No. That is the second case. We're learning nafla saw arla l'sarcha. That'll be the first case.
Uh-huh.
We have a kupa which has a suffix, whether it has 200 or not,
right.
And then something falls into it,
right.
And we don't know whether it was bottle or not.
We can't measure it.
Well, we haven't measured it yet. Or else, it says here, ain yadua in nafla in lo nafla. We have a basket that contains 200, but we don't know whether or not a saw of arla had fallen into it or not. In other words, I heard that the saw fell in someplace, but I don't know whether it fell into that pile or not. V'yachachach nafla hashniya. Now the second saw of arla fell in as well. So in either case, right? Let's take the first case. The first case, you have a pile. You didn't know whether it had 200 or not. First, some fell into it, right? The saw of arla fell into it. And you don't know whether it's bottle or not bottle. Now another one falls into the same pile. And then what do you do? Then you measure it, obviously. And you measure it. And you find out that it contains 202. So it actually, you find out, l'mafreya, that it always had enough to be mavatlet, right? In tamri diyas sofek, diyas vadai oila. If it's a good idea, then it'll be bottle in Tamar Ein Diyas Safek. Yes, Vada Ein Ola. Same question.
What do you have to know in order for it to be considered Yediyah?
Right.
What aspect of it that fell in? What it fell in? How much it fell into?
Is the Yediyah a psak? In other words, is it enough that I know that it happened, or do I have to have the idea of the apsak that this is bottle?
If we said that the reason is because he has to remove it, right?
Well, that's by truma only. There was talking about arla. There's no need to remove that at all.
So it has it. So what's the motive? What's our understanding in arla? We just learned it from truma.
The question is whether we know that the Gemara said pshita, the yediyah is what is matarit. That the Gemara said is a double pasha. In other words, Kmaitra Meir, we said that if it falls in sequentially, that it is not going to be mustaf to be mavatalit. The Gemara said it's pshita, that you have to be a yediyah between the nephilis. If there's no yidi between the nefilas, then it will also be mitzarf to asr according to a mayor. The shaila is, what kind of yidiya is that? Is that yidiya where you know that it's mutter, because you know that it's bottle? Or is the yidiya that it happened enough, even if you don't have a psak that's clear?
Yeah.
And the Gemara is the Bible of Yishtah. And that's, so tomorrow night, you know, halacha beis. So you have to do the same.
Are we learning what the Shabbat?
To do it, I mean,
why don't we continue
I'm fine. You want to make a landing with me now? I'm happy to go with you all night.
Hey, do you think I'm going to, was the drasha good last night at Rabbi Hachman's yeshiva? Did you go?
Yeah, I did go, yeah.
Because he's speaking tonight.
It wasn't last night, it was Tuesday night.
Rabbi Lipson,
yeah.
He's speaking tonight at Rabbi Berger's.